This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're all set. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shields with us, medical doctor. If you'd like to contact his office for an appointment, either via telephone, in person, or telecommunications video, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. His website is normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy is a senior USA Prepares instructor here, and he and I have been broadcasting together for over 10 years. And for 2 hours a week for 10 years, over 10 years. So, we spent a lot of time together, and we're discussing some of the things that we've discussed over the years, which is this Corona genocide, this China genocide. So this article on ZeroHedge.com, and I'll put a link. I'll put a link on the Ron Gibson channel. So if you go to BitChute, and B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E, and you look up Ron Gibson, or you type in Vincent Fennelli, Norm Shealy, or Dr. Shealy and Vincent Fennelli on BitChute, you'll find us. And you want to look for today's broadcast. And there will be a link to exactly what we're talking about here today, so you can read it for yourself. It goes on to say, there is a vast and appalling criminal conspiracy that linked both Anthony Fauci and Moderna to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. COVID-19 vaccine researchers are directly linked to scientists involved in brain-computer interface technology, of one of whom was indicted for taking grant money from China. Now, I'm diverting from the article for a moment. Who else is involved with a neural interface? Who else have we talked about who I've said is the most dangerous person on the planet? That'd be Elon Musk. You know, the Tesla guy. The guy who now wants you to be able to drive without any interaction by you. Just have this vehicle drive itself and crash into people, places, and things. Those are my words. Okay, back to the article. Independent researchers have discovered mysterious nanoparticles inside the vaccines that are not supposed to be present. The entire pandemic is being used as an excuse for a vast political and economic transformation of Western society that will enrich the already rich and turn the rest of us into serfs and untouchables. Dr. Shealy, any comments so far? Isn't this exactly what we've been saying?
I will give up driving if we have to drive a Tesla car.
Right. So if you think about that, class, Tesla's involved with this. He didn't invent any of this technology. He used other people's technology. The electric car, I saw one, touched one, and I was in the room with one. A few years ago, it was built in 1906. It was an electric car. He didn't come up with the electric car. Chrysler didn't come up with front-wheel drive. These are designs that have been around for years. They've just taken the principles and they've added more technology. They've leveraged what was already there. And why don't they call them Musk mobiles? Because he stole a guy's last name, Nikola Tesla's last name. That's what he did. Okay, so for COVID-19 treatments, well, COVID-19 is not viral pneumonia. It is vascular endothelitis, and it attacks the lining of blood vessels, particularly small pulmonary capillaries, leading to cell activation, sloughing, coagulation, sepsis, pulmonary edema, and ARDS-like symptoms. This is a disease of the blood and blood vessels, the circulatory system. And any pneumonia that it causes is secondary to that. In severe cases, this leads to sepsis, blood clots, multiple organ failure, including hypoxic and inflammatory damage to the various vital organs such as the brain, the heart, the liver, pancreas, kidneys, and intestines. Some of the most common laboratory findings in COVID-19 are elevated D-dimer, D-D-I-M-E-R, and elevated C-reactive protein. Goes on to a bunch of diseases and conditions. COVID-19 can be present as almost anything due to the widespread tropism of SARS and COVID-2 for various tissues in the body and vital organs. While its most common initial presentation is respiratory illness and flu-like symptoms, it can present as brain inflammation, gastrointestinal disease, or even heart attack or pulmonary embolism. COVID is more severe in those with specific comorbidities such as obesity, diabetes, and hypertension. The vast majority of COVID-19 cases are mild and do not cause significant disease. In known cases, there's something known as the 80-20 rule, where 80% of the cases are mild and 20% are severe or critical. However, the ratio is only correct for known cases and not all infections. The number of actual infections is much, much higher. Consequently, mortality and morbidity rate is lower. However, COVID-19 spreads very quickly, meaning that there are a significant number of severely ill and critically ill patients appearing in a short time frame. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
Right on.
There is nothing in here, class, that Dr. Shealy has not discussed here at USA Prepares. The end stage of COVID-19 is severe lipid peroxidation, where fats in the body start to rust due to damage by oxidative stress. This drives autoimmunity. Oxidized lipids appear as foreign objects to the immune system, which recognizes and forms antibodies against these oxidation-specific antiopes. Also, oxidized lipids feed directly into a pattern recognition receptors, triggering even more inflammation and summoning even more cells of the immune system that release even more destructive enzymes. This is similar to lupus. Okay. So the problem is that this disease spreads. It's designed to spread. It's designed to kill people. It's designed to take us down. It's designed to be expensive. When people have it, they have no ability, at least in my opinion, to be creative. They have no desire to go to work because they're in pain. They're having trouble breathing. Their oxygenation level is low. Dr. Shu, is this correct?
All true.
So if one were to design an agent to take down the United States of America, this is it. This is brilliant. And we did it. We, meaning the
evil.
U.S.
It's an evil, brilliant.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm in for it.
I just need to be sure people understand what we're saying.
This is really dangerous. It's really evil. It spreads like crazy, and it can kill people. And if it doesn't kill people, it has long-term, lingering, almost never-ending consequences. Is that correct, Dr. Shuey?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so we've got a guy named Fauci who I believe you thought was pretty evil. Is that correct?
Oh, all the way.
So, class, this article... It seems to me like whoever Spartacus is, or this Spartacus organization, they have taken all the pieces that we have figured out and put together, and they've combined it into one document. And we unfolded it as it was happening. And this is a recapitulation of what we have already talked about. Fauci, Wuhan, intentional mass murder, genocide, the Chinese. And I kept asking myself, why haven't we bombed the living daylights out of Beijing? Why haven't we done it? Because
why is the federal government is behind it.
Right. This is an act of war. This is an act of war by the Chinese, aided and abetted by the United States government. This is an act of war on who? Us. All of us. And the idea was that this thing would spread worldwide. Like, as I mentioned, the fog. Everybody will be a potential victim. Everybody. Unless. People did what Dr. Shuey said. From the very beginning of this... Dr. Shuey, please correct me if I'm wrong. I do not want to put words in your mouth, but my memory says that you said, here's what you need to do to protect yourself from this. And doing what your protocol would be better than getting the vaccine, which would be dangerous and deadly, and you would not get it. Is that right?
I think that's true, yes.
What I'm saying is, you... Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you said that a person needs to increase the vitamin C intake, increase the vitamin B complex intake, take astaxanthin, take vitamin D3, 50,000 units a week, or if they feel something coming on, 150,000 units as you feel not well and something's coming on. And if necessary, you can take it two more days, 150,000 day one, 150,000 units day two, and 150,000 units day three. Is that right?
I'll try.
Vitamin D3. So, Dr. Shuey said, you need to protect yourself from it. And that's way better than the vaccine. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, if you want to read this for yourself, just go to Ron Gibson's channel. This is going to be posted probably, figure a half hour after the broadcast ends. Go to the BitChute, BitChute.com. Look up Ron Gibson, Dr. Shealy, Vincent Finelli, and you'll find it, today's date. Okay? And there'll be a link there. You'll be able to listen, re-listen to this broadcast, share it with your friends and family, those who will pay attention, and you can do something. And here's the part where you can do something about it. So it goes on to say, India went against the instructions of the World Health Organization and mandated the prophylactic usage of ivermectin. They've almost completely eradicated COVID-19. The Indian Bar Association has brought criminal charges against the World Health Organization chief scientist for recommending against the use of ivermectin. Ivermectin is not a horse dewormer. Yes, it is sold in veterinary paste form as a dewormer for animals. It's also been available in pill form for humans for decades as an anti-parasitic drug. I'm going to read that again. Ivermectin is not horse dewormer. Yes, it is sold in veterinary paste form as a dewormer for animals. It has also been available in pill form for humans for decades as an anti-parasitic parasitic drug. Dr. Shealy, any comments so far?
Interestingly, many, many pharmacies are not carrying it anymore. I don't know whether that's by FDA intervention, but they're refusing to fill prescriptions for it.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like to me something from the government.
Mm-hmm. Goes on to say the media have disingenuously claimed that because ivermectin is an antiparasitic drug, it has no utility as an antivirus. This is incorrect. Ivermectin has utility as an antiviral. It blocks important, preventing nuclear import, effectively inhibiting viral access to cell nuclei. Many drugs currently on the market have multiple modes of action. Ivermectin is one such drug. It is both antiparasitic and antiviral. In Bangladesh, ivermectin costs $1.80. That's U.S. Federal Reserve notes. FRAUDS, Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollars. Frauds, 1.8 of them for an entire 5-day course. Remdesivir, which is the toxic to the liver, costs $3,120 for a 5-day course of the drug. Billions of dollars of utterly useless remdesivir were sold to our government on the taxpayer's dime, and it ended up being totally useless for treating hyperinflammatory COVID-19. The media has hardly even covered this at all. COVID-19 is airborne. The World Health Organization carried the water for China by claiming that the virus was only droplet-borne. So, these are my words now. So, COVID-19 is airborne. That's back to the fog, which was my term for trying to describe on the radio a mental image of what's going on. It travels through the air. And if you breathe it, you got it. And Dr. Shealy, it's pretty hard to be in a room with someone and not breathe the same air as that person. Isn't that true?
Almost impossible.
So one person in a room could infect the entire room. And if it's airborne and you have a mask on your face and you're breathing through the mask, you're inhaling the COVID-19 virus, which is exactly what Dr. Shealy's been saying. The masks aren't really a good answer. Is that right, Dr. Shealy?
Yep.
The masks are not the right answer?
No.
Now, if you're having surgery, I think you want your surgeon to wear a mask in case he sneezes. But it looks like it's not going to work too well against COVID-19 transmission. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas admitted on Fox News Sunday that the vast majority of Haitian migrants who illegally crossed the border in recent weeks have been released into the United States.
Approximately, I think it's about 10,000 or so, 12,000.
Have been released?
Yes.
The House will vote Thursday on a Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill, pushing back an original plan vote for Monday. Lawmakers will still debate the bill on the House floor Monday, but actual voting will take place 30 September. A team of investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board was at the site of an Amtrak derailment in north-central Montana that killed three souls and left seven hospitalized Sunday. The westbound Empire Builder was en route from Chicago to Seattle when it left the tracks about 4 p.m. Saturday near Joplin. That's a town of about 200 citizens near the Canadian border. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As President Biden's open border policy has created a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Tom Homan, former ICE director on Fox News, says it's just another distraction when Biden attacks Border Patrol agents.
I've talked to 9 retired chief patrol agents. I've talked to 2 retired CBP commissioners. I talked to 5 chiefs of Border Patrol that were national chiefs, the same position that Raul Ortiz has now. Every one of them, 100% of them, said they did not violate policy, they did not violate regulations. They did their job. But now they're being, thrown on the bus by this administration. It's a shame that the men and women who wear that uniform and put their lives on the line for this country are now being attacked for doing their job. They're, President Biden's decisions, the Secretary Mayorkas' decisions, put them in this position. And they did their job. No one wants to talk about the fact that the Haitians are committing a crime entering the country illegally. It's a violation of federal law to enter this country. It's a crime. It's a violation of Title 8, United States Code 1320. And when they oppose, when they resist arrest, like you saw in the video, that is a felony, Title 18, United States Code 111. But no one wants to talk about the crime being committed, and these law enforcement officers who have the job to enforce that crime, stop that crime, are being attacked.
An Atlas V rocket will launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California Monday with the Landsat 9 Earth Observation Satellite. Launch is scheduled for 2:12 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my new gummy season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Sheely and I are discussing what really happened with the China genocide, but maybe we need to modify that to the U.S.-China genocide, the USA-China genocide. Because we funded with our tax dollars, money stolen from us.
Only $300 million to start with.
Stolen from us at the muzzle of a gun with a tax code so complicated that just about everyone in the United States can't figure out how to do it. I know this for a fact because I've taught classes on this. in-person seminars on how to pay less taxes. And I've asked, you know, how many people prepare their own taxes, and it's very few. Some in corporations, it's so complicated that one person couldn't do it. Okay, so, and the tax code is evolving. It's ever-changing. It's a moving target. So it's difficult for some people to prepare their own taxes. Well, these tax dollars have been stolen from us. The federal government has gotten some money, gotten the money and given it to different agencies, including the military. The Pentagon used some of it to send off to a middleman who sent it off to China. So we did it. We did it with the communist Chinese. Not you, not me, but
because of cities.
Yeah. And he was involved. You're right, Dr. Shilley. You want to talk a minute about him? Because I've got some more.
No, I don't even like to hear his name, let alone talk about him.
Okay. Well, I believe you used the word evil when you described him.
Part of, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, this article goes on to say that the ridiculous belief in fomite to face being a primary mode of transmission led to the use of surface disinfection protocols that wasted time, energy, productivity, and disinfectant. The six-foot guidelines are absolutely useless. The minimum safe distance to protect one from an aerosoled virus is to be 15-plus feet away from the infected person. No closer. Realistic, no public transit is safe. Realistically, no public transit is safe. What does that mean? That means taxicabs. That means buses. That means Uber. That means Lyft. That means trains. That means airplanes. That means hopping on the local bus around Springfield to go to the store. To all of it. No, quote, realistically, no public transit is safe, end quote. Continuing on. Surgical masks do not protect you from aerosols. The virus is too small, and the filter media has too large of gaps to filter it out. They may catch respiratory droplets and keep the virus from being expelled by someone who is sick, but they do not filter a cloud of infectious aerosols if someone were to walk into said cloud. It's exactly what I've been saying, but I use the word fog. They use the word cloud. Sounds like the same thing to me. The minimum level of protection against this virus is quite literally a P100 respirator, ideally paired with a full-body Tyvek suit, gloves, booties with all the holes and gaps taped. We're talking about a moon suit. We're talking about like a bio-level type suit that you see on television movies. Live SARS/CoV-2 may be potentially detected in sewage outflows. And there may be oral fecal transmissions. During the SARS outbreak in 2003, hundreds of people were infected by aerosolized fecal matter rising from the floor drains in their apartments. I'm leaving the quotes right now, but this is just a comment. I've read articles where people have gotten COVID by living in an apartment because the COVID traveled through the sewer pipes, the drain pipes from sinks, etc., in their apartment building. COVID traveled, aerosolized, out of vents, and people breathed them in these apartment buildings. So if you think when your neighbor flushes his toilet that you are absolutely insulated from it, that's not true. And of course, class, you know, if you've ever been to a restroom at Sam's Club or the Chinese Factory Outlet or, you know, a convention center and they've got, you know, multiple stalls of toilets, you know, commodes, porcelain thrones, whatever you want to call them, and someone pushes that handle with his foot, and you get to breathe it because that travels throughout the entire room. If you think it's contained by that little stall, it's not true. It travels throughout the whole room. And it stays airborne for a while. While, you know, even if everybody left and you went in 5 minutes later, no problem, you still get to breathe it. Not all of it, not as much, but some of it. So this is just the tip of the iceberg of this article. And it's telling us that it's man-made, it's deliberate, it's a killer. They've studied it, they've spent money on it to make it more of a killer than it would normally be. And then they spent more money to make it even more insidious, more communicable, more deadly if you get it. And then the vaccine. So those who haven't gotten it yet have been convinced into thinking that they can travel from place to place to place because they've been vaccinated with the virus by the people who created the virus in the first place. So we've got some psychopaths who have created an instrument of death, and those are the guys that we're looking to make us immune through an immunization, a vaccination, to protect us from what they unleashed. That's like suicide to me. Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's, a challenge is understating it, really. It is, in my opinion, the most dangerous plague maybe in the history of the world, only because of modern communication.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say modern communication, you're talking about mass transit, correct? Buses, trucks, airplanes, boats?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me just divert for a second. We'll be talking about this more on Thursday. Tomorrow it's Kyle and me, tips from the book. Tips that you won't find anyplace else. And Wednesday it's Gwyneth, and she's going to be telling us about what's happening in Australia. Live, the lockdowns. The rumblings of the beginning of the second civil war in Australia. And Thursday, Kathy will be with us. We'll be talking about domestic engineering. And we're going to be talking about roaches. But let me just give you a little primer on roaches. And I'll tell you why I'm doing this, Dr. Shealy, because you mentioned communicability, right? Well, we built a barn, and we put a concrete floor in it. We took everything out of the barn. Everything came out of the barn. Nothing was left in the barn. It's 120 feet long, 40 feet wide. So in order to pour concrete, everything had to be taken out. Then we poured the concrete and we let it cure for months. And it has no cracks. It has no cracks because I watered it. Okay, now, everything's about out. It's all dry. There's nothing in it. And we got some shipments from the Chinese factory outlet. That's Walmart, because we don't go into the store. And Sam's Club, because we don't go into the store. So they ship these boxes that say, expect something special from Sam's Club. They're taped up, and the tape is a security tape, meaning you've got to destroy this mucilage paper with threaded strength-enhancing weave, if you will, in the paper tape that holds these boxes together. So if you buy something from Sam's Club, it comes in a box. A cardboard box, a corrugated cardboard box. Well, I don't like to throw things away. So I've got this barn, and I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to be putting some cars in here, and I don't want them to drip oil on this brand new concrete floor. So I put the boxes in there. And I came out a couple days later, and I laid him out on the floor, cut him open, laid him out on the floor, as like a drip mat, if you will, for oil that under cars. And I moved some. I went out in the middle of the night, and I turned the lights on in the barn, and moved some of these boxes, and the roaches scurried. Here's what happened, in my belief. This is another insidious thing that the Chinese communists are doing. So when these boxes, these corrugated boxes, are recycled, they take boxes that, who knows where they went, maybe in the inner city where there's plenty of roaches, they've been in food refrigeration warehouses. And if you've ever been to, and I've been to these, in Philadelphia, I was at a refrigerated building, like a freezer building. You know, a whole building is one big freezer when you drive a forklift in it. There are roaches everywhere. I'm talking about, this is where cheese is stored, this is where salami is stored, you know, frozen meats, etc. Roaches all over the floor, running around trying to stay out of the way of the forklift. No kidding. Well, when the boxes are there, the roaches hop into these corrugated holes and little openings in the boxes, and they get on go for a ride to their next destination. Maybe it's the restaurant. Then when the boxes are put in for recycling, they grind up the boxes, and the boxes have the roach eggs in them. And then the roaches hatch later, like in our barn. So, class, if you think that you're not getting roaches from communist China with these re-recycled cardboard boxes, Dr. Shealy, that's just one little example of what you were talking about with communication, right? Because of the technology we have, shipping things.
Well,
and I'm just telling.
Yeah. My favorite belief is we should not buy anything from China.
Okay, so how about this? How about just putting it very mildly? Class, if you buy products that you don't really need for Christmas or birthday presents that come from China, you are a traitor. If you buy things that you don't need that are manufactured in China, you are a traitor.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we've been talking about the United States of America and China genocide. And the article, that there'll be a link to this article on BitChute on Gibson's channel today. And just do a search for Ron Gibson, R-O-N, as in Ronald Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. That's his last name. And he has a channel on BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. And I'll have a link to this article right there. The article goes on to say that in 2020, Charles Lieber, a Harvard nanotechnology researcher with decades of experience, was indicted by the Department of Justice for fraud. Charles Lieber received millions of dollars in grant money. Let me say that a different way. Charles Lieber received millions of dollars in grant money from the U.S. Department of Defense, specifically the military think tanks. And I'll give you the names of these think tanks. DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. AFOSR, that stands for Air Force Office of Scientific Research. And ONR, Office of Naval Research. So, these are my words now. So what we're talking about is money provided by DARPA, the Air Force, and the Office of Naval Research was given to this guy. And his specialty was the use of silicon nanowires to monitor and modulate intercellular activity, something he's been working on at Harvard for the past 20 years. So he claimed he had been working on silicon nanowire batteries in China, but none of his colleagues can recall him having ever worked on battery technology in his life. What he has been doing is using these silicon wires to monitor brain functions. That's what it sounds like to me. So this is, you know, connecting a person to equipment to monitor their thoughts and what's happening in their brains. This is the kind of stuff that your tax money has been used for, as well as developing a disease that can kill every person everywhere on the only place we have to live, which is planet Earth. Through what I call the fog, the spread, the aerosolized spread of this disease. So the 6 feet separation is not enough. Public transportation could be a death sentence for some. Those who have comorbidities are in a lot more trouble. Those who have weakened immune systems are at a greater risk of succumbing to this man-made biological killer. And those who get the injection, these are my words, those who get the injection are even more at risk for dying either in the near term, immediately, or within a few years. Dr. Shealy, is that true?
Yep.
Okay. So, because this is USA Prepares class, we don't just tell you what's happening. We tell you who's doing it, why we think they're doing it, what it is they're doing, and then what do you do about it? Dr. Shealy, what do we do to protect ourselves? Could you please repeat your protocol for those who say, oh, my God, this is terrible.
At the top of the list is vitamin D3. If you weigh under 40 pounds or more, 50,000 units once a week. If you weigh under that, 50,000 the first 10 to 20 of every month. In case you feel as if a virus or some kind of bug is taking over your body, you take 150,000 units 3 days in a row. In addition, every day, you take preferably the Shealy Soren Orac Rich Essentials and the Shealy Soren Youth Formula and astaxanthine 10 to 30 milligrams. In general, that is what I have been doing since, well, even before the epidemic.
Okay, class. And this is not a commercial. This is an endorsement. I have Dr. Shealy's supplements right here. I buy them right from Dr. Shealy's office. I pay for them. I don't get them for free. They are so good. They are the mainstay of my dietary supplementation. I think they're better than anything else I've found in my entire life of just about 70 years. I consume them every day, and Dr. Shealy's protocol absolutely positively works. And when Dr. Shealy said that your immune system is better at fighting this if you happen to be exposed to it than the vaccination, what we've learned today is he's absolutely positively right. And what he's been saying, he's absolutely positively right. So what do those guys think about this that are on the other beggars network that say this is fake, fraud, and BS? Dr. Shealy, thank you for being with us today.
Always good. Thanks.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.